This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here's today's, that's interesting, mergers and acquisitions news. The Wall Street Journal is reporting, with all appropriate caveats about people familiar with the matter and neither side having been confirming anything, the paper says Apple is in talks to buy Tidal, the music streaming service run by Jay-Z. Tidal is considered the most artist-friendly streaming service out there, artist-friendly being defined as most remunerative to those artists. Rihanna and Beyoncé herself are among the artists who've released new songs or albums exclusively on Tidal this year, which gets us to this. Apple, the one-time music disruptor, is lagging well behind Spotify in the streaming category when it comes to subscribers, and so is trying to fight back. Ashley Montite has more on Apple, fighting the rare comeback fight.
Apple has gained about 15 million subscribers since it launched its streaming music service last year. Paul Resnikoff is publisher of Digital Music News. He says the digital music scene,
it's brutal right now. It's incredibly competitive. We're seeing a massive ramp up in new subscribers, a lot of early stage growth, a lot of excitement.
Apple has half the paying subscribers rival Spotify does, though Spotify has many more who listen for free with commercial interruptions. Tidal only has around 4 million subscribers, but they get the rights to releases like Beyoncé's hit, Sorry. Bob Lefsetz is a music industry analyst.
Apple is pursuing a strategy of exclusives in order to gain market share
over Spotify.
In other words, if you can only see Kanye's video on Apple as opposed to Spotify, that will benefit Apple.
He says it's a fight to the finish to be the leading streaming service. Paul Resnikoff says Apple and Tidal may have relatively few subscribers now,
but this could easily move to 100 million, 200 million, 500 million subscribers, even in a matter of years. So this is all about getting the land grab in the space before that potential spike happens.
He says if a deal is announced, there could be one hitch. The government might refuse to let it go through. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.